The nation's capital, rich with history and culture, but not long ago, a hotbed of violent crime.
Shootings every day.
The nickname Murder Capital.
Record 479 homicides.
Nearly 500 reported each year.
479 murder victims in the city.
Those who experienced it endured some of the city's darkest days.
It affects your life dearly.
Eartha Clark has seen it all. She's driven a taxi in D.C. for more than four decades.
It took people a while to get more comfortable out here, but you know you can't live in fear. You have to come out and say no. Enough is enough.
She traveled through every community, even as murder rates grew to staggering levels.
Some may be worse than others, but you have to go in areas anyway, regardless. It's not easy all the time, but that's what you have to do.
From 1990 through 95, the district averaged more than 430 homicides a year.
D.C. was known for its violent crime. It was referred to as the murder capital of the United States.
Former D.C. Police Chief Charles Ramsey took over in the late 90s.
I was really surprised at just how intense the crime situation was in the District of Columbia when I first arrived. Our equipment was in poor shape, facilities in poor shape. We didn't have a real problem-solving model.
Ramsey tells WTOP a methodical focus on crime prevention ushered in a foundation for true change.
We were able to get the technology in place where we were able to monitor what was going on and in real time be able to move resources around to identify the people responsible and get them off the street.
We have really brought to bear a number of pressures on crime. All of a sudden, your police coming and going in an area where heretofore police were kind of scarce.
Jim Graham, community activist and longtime member of the D.C. Council.
There's no substitute for police and effective police work in terms of crime prevention. It forced the gangs to relocate. And let me tell you, it was not an easy struggle because they didn't one day say, oh, fine, we're going to go somewhere else with all this trade. They stuck it out and they fought. We have sent the message loud and clear that we're not going to tolerate gang violence, that we're going to fight them every bit as hard as they're fighting us.
Former D.C. Mayor Anthony Williams championed that strategy.
We were once again putting in place good command and control and tactics and operations in the police department.
He directed more money and resources to officers.
He started building on that year by year by year, and you begin to see a trail downward. A prosperous, vibrant city depends on a healthy public realm. And a key part of the public realm is the substance and sense of public safety.
But that feeling of safety can be difficult to achieve, even for people like Eartha Clark, who've seen the city's remarkable transformation.
Crime fluctuates because it moves around. Because you clean it up in one area doesn't mean that it's gone. It's just moved from one area to the next. It's improved a lot. It's not going to get done overnight because it didn't happen overnight.
That's something former Mayor Williams agrees with.
We're on our way there. We're not there yet. We have a long way to go, but we're continuing to build.
Coming up in my next report, police couldn't have done it without this.
I don't know that I've ever witnessed so much change around me in such a short period at any point in my life.
Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.